Welcome to the Anat Baniel Method for Backs program. First, I'd like to congratulate you for taking the initiative and becoming an active participant in overcoming any pains, discomforts, or limitations you may be experiencing in your back and for looking to improve the quality of your life. This program is also very beneficial for those not suffering from any back pain. They too will experience new levels of freedom in their movement and enhanced well-being. So if you have a spouse, a friend, or a child who might be interested, have them join you. Find a space where you can lie down on your back comfortably. It can be a carpeted area or a mat that cushions you enough. If you find it difficult to go down to lie on the floor, you can do the lessons in bed. If you need to place a pillow under your head to be more comfortable, please do so. Just make sure that the pillow is not too big so it does not bend the neck forward. Now that you're lying down, I'd like to take a moment and explain to you how to go about doing these lessons in order to ensure that you get the maximum benefit from your participation in this program. It is very important that you do the movements slowly and gently. Does that sound the exact opposite of what you and most people believe effective exercising is all about? It probably does. However, I encourage you to do less, reduce the force, so that you move more and more gently. When you reduce the force and speed with which you do the movements, you greatly increase your sensitivity and your ability to feel what it is that you're actually doing. That opens the door for awareness and change. All you need to do is look for comfort, for pleasure, while doing the movements. Moving this way is also safer and helps prevent further injury. When you hear a movement instruction, repeat this movement until I ask you to stop and rest. Each movement is meant to be repeated between 10 to 15 times. However, if you feel you need a rest before I ask you to stop, make sure to stop and rest anyway. If you feel pain while doing any of the movements, try doing less, try changing a bit the way you are moving, and take very frequent rests. If that does not help, revert to doing the movement in your imagination. Thinking the movement rather than doing it is very powerful. However, it takes a bit of training and is well worth it. Even though you might be feeling the pain or discomfort in only one area of your body, in this program you'll realize that the solution almost always is not where the pain is experienced, and it is of utter importance to reorganize the whole body. Each time, while resting between movements, scan your body and look for changes in the way your body comes in contact with the floor. This awareness will speed your improvement even more. Now let us begin with the first lesson. Make sure you're lying on your back. Please bend your knees and put your feet standing. And just as you're lying like this with your feet standing spread, listen to the contact of your pelvis with the floor. Listen to your spine, from the tailbone, through the pelvis, your lower back, the middle of the back, in between the shoulder blades, all the way to the base of the neck. And feel what of your spine do you feel at this moment? Which parts are clear in your mind's eye? Feel which parts are less clear. Scan the spine up and down a few times like this. Feel the length of the spine. How long does the spine feel at this moment? And listen also to your ribs. The ribs, 12 pairs of them, attach to the spine, on either side of the spine, and then the ribs move sideways and up, around, and to the front. and 9 of them connect in front to the sternum, to the chest bone. If any of what I describe is not clear to you, you're not familiar, you've never thought of your skeleton, you don't quite know, you can touch, you can look to see if you can feel with your hands where your sternum is, how wide, how long it is, your ribs, you can just slide your hands to feel the rib cage, how low down does it go, how wide does it feel. If you need to do that, never hesitate. And now, in this lesson, you are going to explore your pelvis, the kinds of movements it can do, and what it takes for the pelvis to become mobile, at least some of what it takes. So think, feel the back of your pelvis, and imagine that at the top of your pelvis, where your lower back starts, where your lumbar spine starts, in the middle, that point is a top of a clock. It's the top of a clock, so it's like you're lying on a clock, and 12 o'clock is at the top of your pelvis. 6 o'clock is at your tailbone. 3 o'clock is on your left side, and 9 o'clock is on your right side. That means that if someone stood above you, they would be seeing the clock that you're lying on. And now, very slowly, start rolling your pelvis a little bit to press a bit more on 12 o'clock and then come back. So you press a touch on your feet, you roll your pelvis so that it presses on 12 o'clock. You don't lift the whole pelvis in the air. There's no need to do that. The pelvis rocks like this up and the lumbar area presses into the floor. Maybe the tip of the coccyx, the tailbone, lifts a touch off the floor, but otherwise you're simply rocking your pelvis a touch to press on 12 o'clock. And feel what occurs elsewhere in your body, elsewhere in yourself. Do you feel any movement in the head or not? Do you feel the chin moving a tiny bit? Don't move the chin on purpose. Just observe whether when you move your pelvis to 12 o'clock, there is some kind of small movement in your head. As long as we have a lot of muscular tension throughout the chest and the back, very often, when we move the pelvis, there will not be movement in the head because the movement is stopped somewhere in the middle of the body on the way between the pelvis and the head. You'll see during the lesson as some of these tensions disappear, some of these chronic contractions of the muscles disappears, the head will move the same amount as the pelvis does. More or less, but don't do it now. And now stop it, straighten your legs and rest for a second. And just feel how you're lying. Feel your legs, the back of your pelvis, your spine, the length of the spine, your breathing, the width of your shoulders, and the point of contact of the head with the floor. Now bend your knees, put your feet standing again. And this time, first of all, recreate the clock that you're lying on. 12 at the top of the pelvis, 6 at the bottom near the tailbone, and 3 on the left side and 9 on the right side. And now arch your back and roll the pelvis forward so that the pressure of the pelvis will move towards 6 o'clock. So you need to roll the pelvis forward and come back to the middle. Roll it forward and come back to the middle. And feel if you're rolling the pelvis so that the pressure is really on 6 o'clock or whether it's a little bit to one side or the other. And also observe the rest of you, the whole spine, the head. Do you feel movement in the head now when you roll the pelvis to 6 o'clock? For a moment, stiffen your chest. Hold your belly in, stiffen your chest, and move the pelvis to 6 o'clock and see what happens to the head. And now let go of the chest. Let go of unnecessary efforts in the chest and continue rolling the pelvis to 6 o'clock. Reduce the effort. Remember, the muscles that are generating this movement are the strongest muscles, some of the strongest muscles in our body. So in terms of the subjective experience, it needn't feel hard to do at all. And now move the pelvis from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, back to 6 o'clock, back to 12 o'clock. And do a few quick, easy, light movements, just like that. Maybe not so accurate, maybe not so good, but quick, easy. 6-12, 6-12. And see when you do it easily, quickly, whether you can feel that the chest starts moving a bit like jello. When you take the jello dish out of the refrigerator and it sort of rocks a bit up and down for like that, feel if your chest starts feeling a bit like jello. And straighten your legs and rest for a moment. And listen to how you're lying. And at the same time, I want to talk a little bit about the chest and the pelvis and this whole subject. Obviously, the pelvic structure is attached to the spine and that's attached to the ribs and whatever other bones on the skeletal level. Then there's many, many, many muscles that connect the pelvis to the back and to the legs. And we are very, very well attached, our different parts. In other words, if anyone wants to move their pelvis, it's impossible to be able to do it or to do it well and freely if other parts contradict that intention. That means that if your chest is held tight, usually out of habit, then whether you want it or not, it will inhibit the movement of the pelvis. In other words, we can think of ourselves not as different parts like one leg, another, and pelvis and head and shoulders, but as a unified whole being. We can focus on one part at a time like we're doing now. We are mostly having the pelvis in this lesson in the foreground. However, the background, that means the rest of you, and in this case, mostly the spine, the ribs, the neck, the head, are very, very important, the chest bone, because if these parts do not get organized to allow the movement of the pelvis, then one can practice and practice, and all you can get is fatigue or maybe even pain and discomfort. So you don't know what you're supposed to do, and I don't expect you to, but what I would like you to do is to continuously bring these parts into your awareness during the lesson and feel how during the lesson everything will change so that you will be able to move your pelvis in a much fuller and hopefully improved ways. So bend your knees, put your feet standing again. And just to have you, just for you to have the opportunity to experience this, imagine that your head is lying on a smaller clock now. And start taking your head from 12 o'clock, which is more towards the top of your head, and then to 6 o'clock, which is closer to the neck, to the base of the head. And do it in such a way that you do not rub the back of the head on the floor. That means that the whole head rolls up and then the point of contact shifts and it goes lower down. But it also travels on the floor, not just on the head. In other words, you're not rubbing your head, but you are changing the point of contact of the head and the floor. And of course, in order to do that, the pelvis has to move. If the pelvis is lying without any movement, you have no choice but to rub your head on the floor. So you can help a little bit with your feet while you move your head. Make the pelvis a touch lighter so it will respond to the movement of the head. You see, it's the same idea, except the head is so much lighter than the whole pelvis that it has to be even better organized for this to happen. That means the pelvis really has to be awake and the spine mobile and free. So now leave the head alone, go back to the pelvis, and remember 3 o'clock is on the left side of the pelvis, wherever you imagine it to be. And start moving the pelvis so that the pressure will increase on to 3 o'clock. Again, you do not lift the whole pelvis in the air. The right side lifts a tiny bit to roll the pelvis over to the left so the pressure can go on to 3 o'clock. Feel what happens on the ribs on the right side. What happens on the ribs on the left side? Feel your chest bone, your sternum. Is there any movement there? What about your head? Is your head at all is inclined to move or not at this moment? Again, don't change because I say or mention it, but use my words to scan yourself and simply be your own observer, to become aware of how you're doing it now, and then later you'll become aware of any changes that will happen. Feel whether you contract your abdomen muscles when you roll over to 3 o'clock, or do you pull the belly in? And try both ways and see which way works better for you. Pushing the belly out when you do the movement, or pulling the belly in. Leave this alone, straighten the legs, and rest for a moment. And when you're resting, listen, does one leg feel longer than the other? And if yes, which one? And how come this movement has this effect on you, if it does? Very often it will. Feel the whole right side, feel the whole left side. Does one side as a whole feels longer than the other? Now bend your knees, put your feet standing. Spread, always spread approximately pelvis width. And now move the clock over to 9 o'clock. And back to the middle. And to 9 o'clock and back to the middle. And again, feel, what are you doing with your right hip joint, right side of the pelvis? And do you feel any movement in your ribs and in your spine? Shoulder blades, sternum, head. And now move from 9 to 3, back to 9, back to 3. And see if one of these hours is easier, clearer to get to than the other. And if you do feel a difference from one side to the other, listen to the rest of yourself. What are you doing differently on the easier side? You must be doing something different with your ribs, with your spine. So even though you're moving the pelvis, what you do with the rest of yourself is of utter importance. See if you can keep the knees standing. That means you don't drop the knees right and left, in and out. You keep the knees standing and the pelvis rolls around the hip joints. So the feet stay standing, the knees stay standing, and the pelvis just rolls like this, right and left. From 9, but not just rolling, you specifically guide it to 3 o'clock and to 9 o'clock. And do this movement a few times faster and just see what it's like. And stay in the middle and go back to 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock and see if that became clear and easier to do. And usually does. And again, the question is, how come doing 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock makes 6 and 12 clearer? That's right. And do a few quick movements, 6 and 12, and see if the movement in the chin, in the head, is becoming more prominent, more obvious, that you can start maybe feeling it. Leave this alone, straighten your legs, and rest for a moment. And feel how you're lying and how doing these movements already affected the way you come in contact with the floor. Bend your knees again, put your feet standing. Lift your head and shoulders up and come to lean on your elbows and forearms. And maybe put the soles of your feet together. That'll be easier in this position. And now roll your pelvis to 6 o'clock, the soles of the feet together and the knees sideways. The soles of the feet touching, the knees sideways, and roll your pelvis to 6 o'clock and to 12 o'clock. Of course, the clock changes shape when you change position because the pelvis touches the floor differently. But locate your 6 and your 12 on this clock now and roll the pelvis to 6 o'clock and to 12 o'clock. If you feel a strain in the neck, rest as many times during this movement as you need. Again, when the chest is not free enough yet, It's hard to bring the head forward enough so it sits on top of the spine. So just rest and come back and rest and come back, but do 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock and feel whether you feel the movement throughout your spine. Do you feel the chest bone coming up and down? Do not throw the head backwards. We don't do that right now. Have, rest if you need to. And also, when you go to 6 o'clock, which is at the bottom, do you push the belly out or are you holding the belly in? Try to hold the belly in and do it for a moment. And you'll see that if you really hold the belly in, you cannot roll the pelvis to 6 o'clock. In this position, it becomes very clear. So you'll need to learn to push the belly out, arch the back, roll to 6 o'clock, and then the other way around. And do a few quick, easy movements. Not especially good or nice or beautiful or correct or anything. Just easy, light, quick, roll the pelvis. And feel how the spine moves in between the shoulder blades, up and down. That means that the shoulder blades move. Lie on your back, all of you, and rest, please. And put the soles of the feet together again. Come to leaning on your elbows and forearms again. And now roll the pelvis to 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And again, move the pelvis to 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And feel how one side of the pelvis lifts a little and the pelvis rolls over to the other side to shift the pressure onto either 3 o'clock or to shift the pressure over to 9 o'clock. Feel what has to happen in the rib cage. You see, do you feel that one side of the ribs fan out and the other side gets shorter? Again, do you push the belly out or are you trying to do it by pulling the belly in? Something that's so common with so many people. Now, pulling the belly in is wonderful, and in a later lesson, we'll do that. However, pulling the belly muscles in when we need to push them out is not wonderful. So, in other words, if it becomes compulsive that no matter what we do, we always pull the belly in, we truly get in our own way. Lie on your back and rest for a minute. And feel how you're lying and the changes you have in your contact with the floor. And roll to your side and sit up. Put the soles of the feet together. Lean on your hands behind you. And now imagine you're sitting on a little clock, same way, 12 towards the back, 6 towards the front, 3 to the left, and 9 to the right. And start moving your pelvis to 12 o'clock, you roll it to have more pressure on to 12 o'clock, and then over to 6 o'clock. And now again, do not lift the whole pelvis in the air, and do not rub the pelvis on the floor. But roll the pelvis so that the weight travels from 12, and then in a straight line across to 6, and then back to 12, and then back to 6. And again, feel how when you go to 12, the belly gets pulled in and the spine rounds and the chest collapses a bit and sinks. And then when you go to 12 o'clock, the lower back arches, the belly gets pushed out. the spine gets tall and the sternum, the chest bone lifts and back to 12 o'clock. Now, in my work, very often I had people come to me or to my workshops that had lower back problems. And many of them were told, with the best of intentions, that they should not move, they should not arch their back, it could hurt them. In my experience, if working really gently and gradually, the problem is not moving or arching the back or not arching, but the issue is to get full mobility in all directions. And that is possible for everyone, pretty much. And once my students or these students got the ability, the know-how to organize the chest and the spine and the shoulders and the head in order to allow for the pelvis to move like this, both forward and backwards and sideways and whatever else we'll do today, their pain seemed to disappear. Do a few quick movements. So again, if you suffer in your lower back and if you feel any pain at this moment, then don't do the movement, or do so little that it will not be painful, or rest a lot, or imagine doing the movement, and just do what feels comfortable. And you see, when you come back to the lesson, it'll be easier. Lie on your back, please, and rest. And you'll do the other lessons, and then you'll come back to this one, and you'll be able to find your own improvement. Because most of the time we experience pain in our body, if it's not due to a specific disease or accident, injury, it's due to poor self-use. And now, go back to sitting with the soles of the feet together, lean on your hands. And again, this time go 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And feel again how when you go to 3 o'clock, your left knee moves closer to the floor and the right one gets a little off, not because you're lifting the legs, but because the pelvis rocks. And as a result, it rocks the knees. Feel how one side of the chest gets longer, the other one gets shorter. So as you go from 9 to 3 and 3 to 9, feel also how one shoulder moves forward a little and the other one moves backwards. So not only does the chest lengthen on one side and then on the other, but also one side of the chest moves more forward and the other one twists a little backwards. So it's a complex movement. And the belly gets pushed out towards one knee and then towards the other. Now try to not do that for a second. Just for a second, pull your belly in, stiffen your chest, and move from 3 to 9 and 9 to 3. There's a way to do that, but just feel what occurs, and feel if the sensation in the shoulders immediately changes, and in the wrists. Leave it alone, lie on your back, and rest for a minute. And now, as you're lying, bend your knees, put your feet standing. Take your pelvis to 12 o'clock. Make sure that your feet are spread approximately the width of your pelvis. Not too much, not too little. And roll your pelvis over to 12 o'clock. And then take it over to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and back to 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. And do this quarter of your clock just a few times. And feel which digits, which numbers do you get to easily and which you don't get to at all, or it's a bit clumsy. And feel how, in order to get easily to an hour, the chest again, the spine, the ribs, the sternum, the neck, the head, the pelvis itself need to move. So if you find yourself having trouble reaching a certain hour, you can look back to the rest of yourself to see where are you doing the interference or how are you doing the interference. And now continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and back to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12. So shift the pressure from one digit to the other, from 1 hour to the other. And see if you can soften the jaw, the tongue, if your lips could smile, if your face is soft, if your chest is soft, even though you're concentrating and listening very closely. And now continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the way around the clock. Do a full circle around the clock like this, hour by hour by hour by hour. So as you move hour to hour to hour, again notice which ones you do not have available to you as readily as the others. And look elsewhere in your body. Look in your chest. Where can you reduce the effort? Where can you allow movement to occur so that your pelvis will be able to move specifically to that hour? And leave this alone. Lie on your back and rest, please. And now, again, put your feet standing and go to 12 o'clock. And this time, go in the opposite direction. Go 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12. That means you go counterclockwise. And from the start, ease your chest, ease your breathing, ease your intent, ease your feeling. So that the pelvis, you'll figure out how to roll the pelvis. You'll feel when to push the belly out, when to pull the belly in. The spine will be able to follow the pelvis without interruption. The rib cage will contort and twist and shorten and lengthen. And by the way, as you do it this way, what does your head do? Is your head drawing a little circle on the floor too? Make sure your feet are standing. And feel, by the way, if you're getting little circles on your feet too, on the soles of the feet, because the weight actually shifts on the soles of the feet too. And if you listen to it carefully, anywhere you listen, you'll find that there are small circles occurring everywhere in your body. However, focus on the pelvis and do these counterclockwise circles quickly. Just quickly. Maybe not so accurate, but look for it to be smooth, continuous, and fast. Just easy and fast. Easy and fast. Easy and fast. Wonderful. Leave it alone. Straighten your legs and rest, please. And of course, feel how you're lying, how you're breathing. Put the soles of your feet together. Lean on your elbows and forearms. The head up in the air. And now take your pelvis to 12 o'clock. And then take it around the clock clockwise. That means 12 and then to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. At your speed, listen to each hour. Whenever you find it difficult to reach an hour, go a little back and a little forth. Listen to the rest of yourself. Listen to the right armpit. Listen to the left armpit. Listen to the upper side, front side of the chest on the right, upper front side on the left, the back side, the shoulder blades, clavicles, and see if including more of yourself in the picture will give you the freedom to do the movement as you wish. There you go. And again, you feel as you go towards 12 o'clock, the abdomen muscles contract, and as you start moving around, they start freeing, and then when you're in the middle towards 6 o'clock, the belly is all the way out, or should be all the way out. And then as you go around again, the belly goes in, and the chest gets up and down, and do a few quick movements. All around the clock. A few quick movements. Around, 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 around. Big clock, little clock, doesn't matter, but quick. Wonderful. Rest for a moment. And just feel how you're lying. The length of your spine. Back of your pelvis. Roll to your side. Sit up. Put the soles of the feet together. Lean on your hands behind you. And go counterclockwise. So you go to 12 o'clock, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 12. Like that. Again, looking to go through each digit clearly, seeing it in your mind's eye as you press on it more, and wherever it feels that you can't get into this digit or it's not as clear, move a bit forward, backwards, and listen to the rest of yourself. Listen, where do you have rigidity in your chest, your back, your spine, your breathing, your shoulders, your neck, somewhere that stops the pelvis from moving where you want it to go. And even if you don't know where that rigidity is, all you need to think of is, oh, let me reduce the effort. Let me soften what I'm doing. See how much of your spine is participating. Is it only the lower spine, or is also the upper spine now moving along, knowing what the pelvis is doing? And do a few quick, easy, light movements, even if it's not a perfect circle. Let's see if you can make it continuous. You see, some of you have, you do a circle and at the same point always have a slight change in speed. See if you can make it like one continuous, even speed movement. You can correct a lot of long-standing disorders by paying attention to these tiny little details that are not so tiny in terms of their importance. And lie on your back, rest please. And again, feel which parts are lying fuller, clearer on the floor. You know, let's experiment with just a few things here. Bend your right knee only and do a few circles clockwise. Go 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. And just feel when you put your legs asymmetrically like this, how does it affect the circle? Which digits has it become more difficult to get to? And change over the legs and go counterclockwise. That means have the left leg standing, the left foot standing, and the right one long, and move your clock counterclockwise. And pay attention now. which parts of the clock became easier to get to, and if there are those that became harder to get to. And is your head moving, or has your head stopped moving now that their legs have changed their configuration? And now bend both knees, put both feet standing, and this time cross the right knee over the left, and just keep the legs crossed like this, the right knee over the left. And do the movement clockwise and see what it's like when the legs are crossed. And you'll see it's surprising how relatively small changes in the organization of the legs make a huge change in what it takes to organize the pelvis to do the clock. In simple words, how different it feels. But you still can find a way to do the clock fully, except what you do changes, especially what occurs in the abdomen and in the back and in the spine, needs to alter to accommodate to the changing positions of the legs. And now change over the crossing of the legs. Put the left knee crossed over the right one and move the pelvis counterclockwise. And put both feet standing. Like before, spread, and this time simply move the pelvis 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock and see what occurs now when you do this. Is it different than earlier? Feel the movement of your head, your chin, your chest, your ribs, and of course the movement of the pelvis itself. Has it changed in quality? Has it become smoother? More even? Can you feel the whole spine being pulled up and down? I mean, being pulled down and pushed up. And now, on purpose, start moving the head 6 and 12 and let the pelvis follow the head. And is this a little clearer? And now start making a circle clockwise in the pelvis and in the head at the same time. And feel how soft the movement of the neck and the head can become when the pelvis is participating, when the whole spine and chest are free and move according to the movement of the head and the pelvis. In other words, we are one system. It doesn't mean that each time you move your head, the pelvis has to do the pelvic clock, but that there is a recognition of the relationship and the use of the relevant muscles, whether it's moving the pelvis or whether it's moving the head, that the center of the body is, so to speak, awake, ready to take its part in the job. And now do it the other way around. Go counterclockwise and turn the head the other way, counterclockwise too. See if you have enough space in your awareness, enough capacity so that you can think of both clocks at the same time, or maybe quickly one after the other, head, pelvis. So you go 12, 12, 1, 1, 2, 2, except you're going counterclockwise. So it would be 12, 12, 11, 11, or simultaneous if you're already able to do that. And now, just for a few seconds, see if you can take the head and the pelvis in opposite directions. Take the pelvis one way, either clockwise or counterclockwise, and the head in an opposite direction to the pelvis. And still think about the hours. Now, to do this movement definitely in opposite directions, to do it really well, takes quite a lot of practice. So if you like doing this, you can take 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. in the next few weeks and explore learning to do this more fully. I strongly encourage you to come back and do the whole lesson again. You'll find that each time you do the lesson, there's a whole new set of things you will discover. And now, put your feet together, lean on your elbows and forearms. And in this position, with the soles of the feet together, we're not done with the lesson quite yet, with the soles of the feet together, leaning on your elbows and forearms, simply go 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock and just see if that has become clearer, fuller. Feel how the pelvis, how your pelvis is moving now, or how you are moving in your pelvis, and what's happening in your spine and your ribs and your shoulders, and wonderful, in the chest bone. And now just lean on your hands. Come up to leaning on your hands and sit up with the soles of the feet together. And again, rock your pelvis 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock and see what that's like. Feel, do you sense now clearly that you grow taller when you go to 6 o'clock and then you go get shorter when you go to 12 o'clock? And now do a few circles, either clockwise or counterclockwise, and see whether the whole thing has become much easier and simpler, and that it's completely obvious that the pelvis is moving and the rest of yourself is also moving with the pelvis. Or if you were to move somewhere else in your body, the pelvis will also be part of the movement. Feel the lightness of this movement in the pelvis. And feel how mobile the chest became. And feel how free the shoulders became. And slowly stand up on your feet. And feel how you're standing. Listen to how you feel now and what feels different for you. Some people feel more centered. Others feel how low down their shoulders have come. A lot of tension in the shoulders disappears. Some feel very tall. Walk around, feel how your hip joints feel now, how your legs feel. You haven't been thinking about it, but you actually moved your hip joints a lot. You just didn't move the leg itself. You moved the pelvis around the hip rather than the hip inside the pelvis. Feel if you're walking in a freer, looser way. Feel if the chest feels like it's hanging and wide at the same time. Feel the sensation of width behind, across your shoulder blades, from right to left. Does your back feel wider? Some people, after such a lesson, feel their arms are much more forward. They feel like they're a bit like apes. See if you feel a bit ape-like now. And feel what you can do as you go on your daily activities or whatever activities, nightly activities, whatever you're doing, going to do now. Feel what feels different in your daily life when you are organized and feeling the way you're feeling right now. What becomes possible and available to you when you're the way you are now? And I'll meet you in the next lesson. Thank you.